If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
End of the show. That was weird.
Hey there, welcome to Gregor's End of the Show. Summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning, plus the stuff that I'm just casually consumed by. Hey, I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. We do nerd talk news and more, plus the full 90 Extra Time podcast, new episode out today. Excellent, talking Seattle Sounders stuff, mostly jokes, mostly bad jokes. That's more like it. Shout out to my buddy Sean, who sent me the trailer for The Art of Self-Defense. It's a new movie featuring Jesse Eisenberg. He played Zuckerberg in the social media movie, I think. Zombieland is what I know him from, but I never watched the social media movie. Anyway, oh wait, didn't he play like Lex Luthor in something too? Oh, yes. Anyway, he's got a new film about being an adult who starts doing martial arts, and I don't know what message my buddy Sean is trying to send me. It hits a little too close to home, Sean. If you haven't seen the trailer yet, it's dark and it's awesome and it's all about karate, but like adult karate. It's amazing. My life is consumed right now by obviously Space Baby and family and everything, right? That's the normal stuff. They're number one, but also by sumo wrestling. You know anything about sumo wrestling? I mean, obviously you do. Sumo wrestling, effectively, pardon me, but it's fat guys running into each other, right? The only rule for sumo wrestling is that if any part of your body other than the soles of your feet touches the ground, or if you leave the ring, you lose. Pretty straightforward, I feel like, right? Anyway, they do a tournament. It's 15 days long. You wrestle once a day, and there's all these ranks and everything, and I'm obsessed. I have one friend who's like really into it too, so we've become closer on Facebook since this happened. I wish he lived here so we could watch together, but he lives somewhere else. Wah, wah, wah. Anyway, Hakuho, whew, legend. That guy's looking great. He's a Yokozuna, the top level. He was out with injury. He's back, and he's murdering. And then this other guy, Tochi Noshin, whew, not so good. 0-3 so far after 3 days. Don't worry, I'll be annoying you with this for the next 15 days. Now, how safe is Seattle to be here is a question that I hear a lot from my family that want to come visit, and it does not help. And I know there's circumstances and they're bad, but it does not help when there's a dude running around just randomly stabbing people.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Oh God, some dude in his 20s went on an apparently random stabbing spree in downtown Seattle yesterday. Two dudes in their 70s got stabbed, one in the neck, the other in the back. Another man took a slash to the arm, chased the perp before ultimately collapsing. The stabber took off running, stripped down naked, and then got busted by cops. Holy crap. Here's to a full recovery for everybody. Light rail is expanding south. Next stop, Federal Way. The feds just kicked in an extra $100 million, which is sweet. But don't get too excited. Your car tabs aren't getting any cheaper. And it turns out not everything you donate to Seattle Goodwill makes it onto the shelves, like that motor oil-covered blanket. Yeah, you're just being a jerk and making someone else throw it out for you. The extra cost of dumping, all the stuff that can't be resold or used, more than $1 million a year. Holy cow.
You just got news.
Hey, here's a question for you. How do you think we go about getting a bunch of trees planted, or like a reserve for bees, or like, how do we go about as a group making that happen? It's something I'm like really interested in and I would love to see get done. Now, specifically talking about, like, if we could plant 1 million trees, if we could set up some sort of initiative to, like, get a bunch of people together to plant 1 million trees over the course of a year. Or I saw in England, they have, like, a 7-mile stretch of protected land that they're dedicating towards bee rehab. I'm all about the bees. The Xerxes Project is something that they do out of Washington and Oregon and maybe Montana or something like that, where they're committed to saving bees. I want to know how we could do that together, make a bee or tree reserve of some sort. Or maybe both. Maybe bees love trees. I never considered that. And things that matter way less than saving the planet. Well, I've actually got some saving the planet news coming up too. But there's big Nintendo news that has me stoked for autumn. And with garbage weather like we're having today, rainy and terrible, I guess there's really no harm in thinking about the fall. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! Props to Nintendo for their cost-effective update to the Switch, introducing the mobile-only Nintendo Switch Lite. This one plays all the games and everything, but without being able to dock to your TV, and has handles that are built in instead of detachable paddles. But for $199, new CEO Doug Bowser is off to a pretty good start. Switch Lite hits the shelves of the internet in September, the same exact day as the new Zelda. Augmented reality is about to become a part of everything we do. AR is like a Pokemon Go or Harry Potter, where you see something digital overlaid onto the real world. It's going to be awesome when car makers finally figure out how to do it right and you can seal your info up on the glass without having to look down. That'll be cool. But I didn't expect it to be part of swimming goggles. It can project lap times and stroke rates into the eyepiece so the swimmer knows how they're doing. Ooh, maybe build in like a shark attack monitor? And finally, researchers have found a way to use the heat from a solar panel that's busy snatching up the sun's rays to make clean drinking water. That's going to be super useful when we go to the moon or Mars and have to drink our own pee. Yeah! Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! Speaking of the bad weather, 5 planets aligned for the first time in 10 years last night. Can't see them. Stupid clouds and rain. Not that I have the optics to be able to do that, but I would have liked to have looked up in the sky and seen all the different, what appear to be stars, the planets with the sun reflecting off of them, looking back at me. That would have been awesome. Oh well, end of the show. I didn't need the grunt at the end, sorry.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
homes.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.